It's Wednesday, December 28th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Two Sudanese Christian pastors, Reverend Hassan Abdurrahim and Reverend Kua Shamal, are currently on trial facing the possibility of death by hanging if convicted. They were arrested and jailed over false national security charges and have been imprisoned for 12 months in small rooms which have little ventilation and sporadic electricity. So far, 92,000 Christians have signed a petition at the ACLJ website pleading with the Sudanese government to release them. The World View talked with William Levi from Operation Nehemiah in South Sudan about the imprisonment and possible execution of Pastor Abdurrahim and Pastor Shamal.
Their crime is none other than the fact that they love Jesus Christ and they are Christian. And of course, they're going to bring all kind of false charges against them that they did something against Sharia law and all of that. But the Christians in the north still suffer persecution. And they can go anywhere. They can come to the south because that is their homeland. That is their country way before Islam came into ancient Sudan, ancient Ethiopia. The Christians were there. And so they are the remnant of the Christian church to the north. So that's why the enemy is doing everything to frustrate their effort there and this regime in the, you know, in the name of Islamic caliphate.
Eight states and several Christian groups presented oral arguments in Texas federal court challenging an Obamacare regulation forcing all doctors and staff to perform gender reassignment surgeries and hormone treatments on patients, even children, reports the Canada Free Press. Obama's Department of Health and Human Services intentionally refused any religious exemptions, despite dozens of requests, and essentially is demanding Christian organizations and medical personnel to bow to transgender demands. The Liberty Council explained that this mandate forces doctors to break their Hippocratic oath of do no harm and demands doctors and staff actively participate in something that deeply opposes their religious beliefs. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has issued a proclamation declaring 2017 the Year of the Bible. It's the second year that Bevin has issued such a decree. Bevin's proclamation noted that President Harry Truman said, quote, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul," unquote. Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, "Every word of God is flawless." The leftist ACLU and the Freedom from Religion Foundation have objected to the Kentucky Year of the Bible. The Democratic Party suffered huge losses at every level during Obama's 8 years in the White House, reports Fox News. The net loss for the Democrats on the state and federal level was a grand total of 1,042 posts. Democratic U.S. Senate seats fell from 55 to 46, and their share of the House plummeted from 256 seats to 194. Carrie Fisher was best known for her role as Princess Leia in the inaugural Star Wars film, which debuted in 1976.
When you've got energy shield, proceed directly to the rendezvous point. Understood?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, everybody, do you stay? Let's go.
She died yesterday at the age of 60, following a heart attack aboard a flight from London to Los Angeles. The daughter of singer Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, Carrie wrote 5 novels and her autobiography, in which she cataloged her alcoholism, drug addiction, bipolar mental breakdowns, and a 3-month-long immoral relationship with Star Wars co-star Harrison Ford in 1976. Fisher was awarded the Outstanding Lifetime Achievement Award in Cultural Humanism from Harvard this year. 1 John 2, 15-16 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world." Planned Parenthood has seen a spike in donations from pro-abortion Americans following President-elect Donald Trump's victory in the November 8th election, receiving more than 300,000 donations since the election, about 40 times its normal rate, reports The Guardian. And Life News reports that Planned Parenthood is now organizing a march on January 21st, 2017 in Washington, D.C. to bring together abortion activists from around the country. And that's The World View on this Wednesday, December 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember The World View in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.